Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm Fancy Brian. I'm filling in for Crudy for about 5 to 10 minutes here, maybe even a total of 15. Who knows? It could get crazy here on the Devil's Advocates Show. Welcome back. I want to thank our most recent guest, Representative Mark Pocan. Fantastic interview. I really appreciate that guy. He's just a good guy, just a real nice guy. So, thank you, Representative Mark Pocan. A couple things I want to get into today. Just want to remind everybody, happy holidays. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy 420. Crudy is on his way down to Knuckleheads, one of our sponsors. Going to go and have a live look-in from their event on 420. He's going to be in the humidor. You can go in, say hi, wave to him. If you have any, smoky treats or anything that maybe would like to be passed on, I guarantee you, I will maybe get about 10% of it. So make sure you bring a lot is really what I'm trying to say. So either way, go check him out. Go check out Knuckleheads down on State Street. And check out Crudy. He's going to be in the humidor. But while we are waiting for his impending arrival, also I'm going to have Dom in studio today. I have attracted Dom down. He's going to join me. And we're going to have ourselves a nice little holiday. And if you want to join us right now, give me a call, 844-967-2789. You want to talk about anything we have to say on the day. I do have a little bit of sound I'm going to share with you folks. It's going to be fantastic and riveting. I have a couple of clips from Joe Biden. He was talking about inflation today. And I heard something on, or at least I read it. I didn't necessarily hear it. I always say I hear it because, you know, I'm putting my ear to the old Facebook and see what everyone's saying out there. So I read on Facebook a nice little meme that was going around, like a drinking game. Basically, anytime people mention how inflation is at an all-time high, you also have to mention that profits are at a record all-time high, because they're one and the same. Also, Joe Biden talks about it, and let's go and let's hear what the president has to say, trying to explain what's going on to everybody. But again, most people just look at the prices and get mad. But there's a little bit more of a nuance to it, and let's see what the president has to say about it.
Because of the pandemic, we had disruptions in our supply of important materials, so prices went up.
Wow, that sounds like a logical explanation for how things worked out. And also, you have to take into account, oh my goodness, we just went through a crazy last 2 years. And not only did the pandemic, you know, stop things, you know, stop supply chains, and we have that issue as well, but it also put different perspectives on people's spending. It put different perspectives on people's values and what they wanted to do with themselves. So a lot of different people's priorities are different. So that's also going to change the market no matter what happens. So let's keep going with President Biden talking about inflation.
Well, we saw the most recent inflation data. Last month, about 70% of the increase in inflation was a consequence of Putin's price hike because of the impact on gas and energy prices.
Huh. Oh, yeah. That whole Putin invading Ukraine thing. It also seems to be the same time that, you know, a lot of things hit, especially oil and gas prices. You can't criticize the situation unless you take into account the actual reality of what is going on. So and let's hear a little bit more from the president. I got one more.
We now rank number 13 in the quality of our infrastructure. China's ahead of us. So many other countries have moved. Folks, this matters.
Yeah. You may think it's boring to go and put up bridges, and you may hate construction, and yeah, I do too. You know, there's that joke. There's either it's winter and construction season, pretty much everywhere in the Midwest. Well, it's a way around the country, but we need better infrastructure. We need better ways to deliver that too. It means jobs. Infrastructure means jobs, and a lot of people don't understand that. But again, what we talked about in the first hour, we should be pushing this. We should be celebrating this. We should be riding the infrastructure wave every day, every week. If you want to put, this isn't something that you should really argue against. Oh, I can't have that bridge over there. I can't renew that bridge over there. Oh, that'd be bad. Is someone really arguing against that? We should be fighting for these things. But again, okay, so that's the president. Let's see what the other side has to say. At least what their talking heads are saying. Let's see what they're talking about. What the important thing is on their side of the aisle. And let's hear what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say today. And folks, if you want to stop this onslaught of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I suggest you give me a call, 844-967-2789. This is Fancy Brown. I'm filling in for Crudy while he's on his way over to Knuckleheads on State Street. He's going to be in the humidor there. They have an awesome humidor, from what I understand. And I say go say hi to him. Make sure he's well supplied, okay, on this holiday season. All right, so let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. This clip, I listened to these ahead of time, and this clip is like the calling card for the Republican Party lately. It's almost like when you go to church or you go to whatever religious ceremony is up to you. And almost everyone, I've been to a lot of different ceremonies, and a lot of different religious ceremonies have a call and response type of thing. And I feel like Republicans lately, this is their... peace be to everybody. Peace be with you. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, peace be with you. That's great. So here's the Republican version of that.
This whole thing is a lie. It's a scam. It's been created.
I'd like to thank you all for coming. Thank you very much. The thing's a lie. Scam created. Okay, moving on to our first person. They don't even have the heart to even put anything like fiery into it. Like, it's a lie. It's a lie. Let's hear that again. Let's hear the fiery, you know, Republican just calling card now.
This whole thing is a lie. It's a scam. It's been created.
This lady was a like rabid crazy person screaming and yelling, and now she's down to the point. Yeah, it's a lie. It's a scam. I'm moving on. I got the energy of Rudy Giuliani with this. This is what they got. Let's hear some more from what she's got to say.
All I did was what I'm legally and allowed to do by the Constitution as a member of Congress, and that was I objected to Joe Biden's Electoral College votes from a few states.
You did a little bit more than that, but let's just keep going on this and what you got to say here. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about the election.
There was no insurrection. No Republican member, no one in Trump's administration, President Trump, participated in any riot or had anything to do with it. We were completely shocked.
You may have been shocked because you have, like, I don't know, the memory of a goldfish, but most of the people who were on that email chain were not shocked. It seems like a lot of people knew about it. It wasn't like an email like, hey, I'm a crazy person. There's going to be some crazy stuff happening. And then you just kind of go, all right, spam folder. You maybe not read it or something like that. There was a long chain of emails and there's a lot of communication along this line. It's not like everybody was shocked here. But again, different set of reality. It's okay. Again, you're talking about a cult where when you meet up with each other, you just say, hey, Bob, how's it going?
This whole thing is a lie. It's a scam. It's been created.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Okay, great. Bye. Peace be with you. Okay, bye. There we go. Let's hear some more about what she's got to say.
There was no insurrection.
Oh, yeah, we got that one.
This is a complete conspiracy to take over our elections by politicizing courtrooms, and it's wrong. And so I'm just shocked that this precedence is being allowed to happen.
The precedents are being allowed to happen, or precedence is about what are you even talking about? You want to talk about packing courts? President Trump actually bragged about packing courts, politicizing the courts, like. Not even like a hey, you know, hey, we're just going to, you know, approve really good judges. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It was, no, we're only going to appoint Trump judges. Like, they're known as Trump justices. Dude, what are you they packed the court. So Mitch McConnell has helped single-handedly put in so many judges from the right that it's just, tell me about packing the courts. Come on. Let's go some more Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's hear what she has to say. Because, again, you know, going to the meeting.
This is a complete conspiracy to take over our elections by politicizing courtrooms. And it's wrong.
Great one. Just repeating the same thing.
If anything, I was a victim of the riot. I was evacuated along with all the members of Congress who were in the House chamber because we were working.
Wait a second. She said this.
If anything, I was a victim of the riot. There was no insurrection. If anything, I was a victim of the riot. There was no insurrection. If anything, I was a victim of the riot. There was no insurrection.
Okay, I just want to say that these things were probably said within maybe a couple seconds of each other, and I want you to know that happened. This is absolute insanity. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what Mark from the SAC has on our way out to break here, buddy. Hi, how you doing, Mark?
Oh, good Lord. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a victim. I mean, she's victimized us with her screeching and complaining and nonsensical third grader speak for however many years she's been in Congress. I mean, and it was an insurrection. Woman, it was an insurrection, and as far as packing the court, you hit it right out of the park there. I mean, how many judicial appointments did Mitch McConnell hold up on Obama during his term in office?
Many.
Justices. You know, regular federal appointments, it should just be automatic to go through. I mean, if Congress goes into recess, Joe Biden should just say, I'm making recess appointments for all these things. Screw you guys in the Republican Party, you know that, and you can just bite it. I mean,
hey Mark, you know when they put in confirmation hearings for justices, when the Jewish guy ran, or when the Jewish guy was nominated, yeah, pretty much. Thanks, Mark, appreciate it. We are eagerly awaiting Crudy going to Knucklehead, setting up for the 4:20 break. He's going to have a booth out there. He's going to be in the humidor at Knuckleheads on State Street. You can check it out coming back after the break. Hopefully, we'll have Mike Crude. If not, we're going to have more of your phone calls at 844-967-2789. This is the Devil's Advocates.
This whole thing is a lie. It's a scam.